Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and this is Mark's Motivational Minute. Today's topic is called List of 10. You're going to hear a little bit of an excerpt from a recent speech that I gave at a corporate conference. And during a lot of the speeches that I give, I'm asking people to, just on a piece of paper sitting in front of them, sit down and for 45 seconds list 10 things that they like. And I could ask you to do the same thing right now. You could pause this recording, sit down, and on your phone or in an email or in a on a piece of paper in front of you, just sit down and for the next minute, list 10 things that you like. Now, astonishingly, when we do this exercise all across the country, I ask people, how many people had a hard time getting to 10? How many people had a hard time listing 10 things that they like? And inevitably, two-thirds to three-quarters of the room raises their hand and says, yeah, I had a pretty hard time listing 10 things I like. I thought it was a silly exercise when he asked me to do it, but when I actually went through it, it was harder than I thought. And many of us find that we just don't focus on the things that we like often enough. And during this little excerpt from the speech that you'll hear, I'm talking about using the list of 10 things that you like and using it strategically. Specifically, when you're feeling a little blue and you're feeling a little down and a little, you know, just not yourself. Maybe you're even a little depressed and you find yourself in one of those valleys. One of the strategies that I've used throughout my life is just to simply use this list of 10 in a strategic way, and you'll hear about it here in this segment.
You know, this list of 10, I've been using this list of 10 for many, many years, and I honestly can't remember where I got this idea to list the 10 things I like. In my latest book here, in the back of the book, I have listed those 10 things, and I'll read them for you right now. Mark's list of 10. You see, I use this list pretty strategically in my life, even to this day. I write down the list of 10 things that I like. And, you know, in life, sometimes we feel a little bit blue, right? We feel a little down and out. We've hit the, a little bit of a valley in our life, maybe. And I'm susceptible to that. You know, I'm up here and I'm all high energy and I'm all smiles and stuff. But I'm a person who has struggled over the years with, you know, some depression and been in my life at times where, didn't have a lot of hope, you know, and was just feeling a little blue. We've all felt there, you know, whether it was diagnosed or undiagnosed. But in life, sometimes we just go through some of these valleys and we feel a little blue. We feel a little out, down and out, and we feel just not ourselves. And at those times in our life when we feel just like we're not, you know, 100%, I'll bet that at those times, most of us, if we took our list of 10, I'll bet we haven't touched any of those things lately. Right? Look down at your list. Look down at your list. At those times that you felt a little blue and a little down and out, I'll bet we've forgotten. We've just gotten so busy with our lives. We got kids going everywhere. We got activities. We got spouses. We got family life. We got civic responsibilities. We got work. We got all kinds of things, and we're busier than we've ever been. If you ask some of the people, if you work at a facility where there's some people that are, you know, that are in the upper years of their life, I'll bet if you ask them, are we as a society just busier than you were when you were growing up through life? Every one of them says, yeah. Just everybody's so busy these days. And I think in our busyness, when we hit those skids in life, I'll bet we haven't touched our list of 10 lately. And I think it's one of those things that in my life, as I've used this list strategically throughout my life, anytime I'm feeling not myself, you know, latest girlfriend kicks me to the curb, or, you know, business decision went poorly, or something happens in my life where I'm just not feeling, you know, jazz hands Mark, I go to my list. Number one, singing. Number two, speaking. Number three, meeting people. Number four, traveling. Five, working on my latest project or dream. Number six, skiing. Number seven, hiking. Number eight, talking to mom. Number nine, setting and achieving goals. Number 10, making someone's day. Those are my list of 10. And if I'm feeling blue and I'm feeling down and out and I start at step number one, look at your list. If you start at number one, by the time you get down to what, three, four, five, on any day that you're feeling out, I'll bet you feel a little better by the time you get to 4, 5, or 6. Right? It's one of those stupid things, one of those silly things where I've used it in my life, it just works. If I go step number one and progress to, you know, 5 or 6, I'm feeling better by the end of that. And, you know, maybe all my problems and troubles aren't completely gone, but I at least feel a little better. I think it's about just doing the things that we like, and we fill our lives with so much busyness that we forget to do just that simple thing, which is know the things that we like and know strategically where we can go to those things that we like.
So my friends, in my life, I have used this list of 10 strategically in my life. I hope that you keep that list with you. And when you're feeling a little down and out and a little bit blue, start at step number one and don't stop until you get to step number 10 or number 10 on your list, or you feel a little bit better. So my friends, this has been List of 10. This is Mark's Motivational Minute, brought to you by Mark J. Lindquist. My friends, go have a fantastic day.